to the, it's a minor one, but to the infrastructure list, we need a condition for lighting. And then Hannah, please add in the chat any conditions that you have for landscaping and screening.
Yes, sir, I'm working on it.
All right, no problem. Are you guys okay with me moving on with our agenda? I want to keep going. Are you guys okay adding those conditions in while I go to item number four?
Sure.
Or if you need a moment, I can give you a moment. I just
Jay, we're good with moving on.
Okay. All right, let's go to, and while we're going on item number four, Hannah, Jacob, please add the conditions of approval in the chat. So item number four is PR 2025 020081 SP 2025 0070. It's a site plan admin DFT at 1300 Lomas Boulevard for a non-residential commercial development that includes retail, restaurants, and a hotel at 1300 Lomas Boulevard. And I know the applicant team is here.
Hi, Jay.
Yep, good morning. Hey, Jackie, good morning.
I don't know if that's included.
Hi.
If you could, Jackie, just please briefly update us on this interesting
Okay.
development.
Sounds good. Thank you, Jay. This is Jackie Fishman, and I'm here representing this project. So, as you said, it's at 1300 Lomas Boulevard Northeast. It's just slightly west of the intersection of Lomas and University Boulevard. On the south side of the street, long vacant, underutilized, distressed site. So, we're very happy on behalf of our team to be here today to talk about development of this parcel, which is slightly, very slightly under 5 acres in size. It's zone MXH. It's in an area of change. And it is surrounded by UNM parking lot to the east, the old Torque facility to the west, which is my understanding is now vacant. To the south, there are some office buildings, and then the north across Lomas is a cemetery, self-storage, UNM hospital buildings, and the like. So I'm here representing the team. Dave Obey is the project engineer. He's logged on, I believe. One or two of our project architects from Studio Southwest are here. And I also believe the applicant is here, so we are well represented, as well as Shar Johnson from Consensus Planning. So with that, I would only add at this point that we discovered that we missed adding our some of our lighting sheets to the set. That was by accident. I sent it, Jay, to you and Robert Webb. This morning, just a little while ago, and I have it pulled up on my screen so I can show you that when the time comes.
Thank you, Jackie. Could you please forward that to Anthony Montoya too? She's the lead planner on this project.
Okay.
I actually forwarded it to her, so she has
Oh,
a
yeah.
copy.
Okay, good.
And then, yeah,
Good.
we're adding it
Awesome.
to our internal file. We'll probably need you to upload it to ABQ Plan eventually.
I should have mentioned too, Angela, of course, needs to get it too. She needs to be able to place it in the DMV.
Yeah,
So
she has a copy.
awesome. Thank
Yeah.
you.
Thank you for that. That was our oversight. And anyways, we can move on from that issue if you want.
Yeah, no, that's great. Thank you. Appreciate it. We'll see how fast Anthony can review it, but she'll be last in the order, so we'll see if she can take a look at it.
The other, it, real quick, the other thing
Yeah.
I wanted to add to this, as you explained, it's got restaurants, retail space, and a hotel. The hotel is more than 100 feet from all the property lines. So in the IDO MXH, the height of the hotel is unlimited if it's more than 100 feet. So just FYI, I know you guys know that, but for the neighbors that are logged on, I wanted to add that to the discussion as well.
Yeah, no neighborhood edge requirements, I would think, either that are affected by at least the
That's
building
correct.
line. No step back requirements.
That's correct. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Jackie. Anybody else on your team want to speak up? I take that as a no. All right. Let's go to DFT comments then, starting with the Water Authority. Well, here, let me real quick. Let me wait. Sorry, Bob. One thing I need to check for is if we do still have Heidi in the meeting from the Spruce Park Neighborhood Association. Heidi, are you here? I don't think she left, but didn't mean to chase her off. I was wanting to state to her that unlike our public hearings for DHO, EPC, ZHE, this isn't an official meeting. These are informal meetings between us, DFT staff, and applicants and agents.
That's the closest that I saw.
I don't think that's her.
Okay.
I tell you what, let's move on then to DFT staff. I want to give Heidi a chance to jump in and ask any questions that she had. Jackie, did she have any questions for you separately?
No, I haven't heard from her. The only thing that we heard was she was looking for a link to the meeting this morning, but we hadn't heard from her prior to this morning.
Okay. Well, I emailed her. I copied you and Char
Yeah, I
in the
saw that.
message, and Anthony, this lead planner, and I noted to her that she can send any questions or concerns to us, to you, to both of us. She's free to jump in the meeting if she wants to, but it looks like she's left the meeting. So,
Okay.
all right. Well, let's go to DFT comments, starting with the Water Authority. Bob, you can go ahead. Sorry to interrupt you earlier.
Good morning. Bob Kane with the Water Authority. Our availability statement 250318 has been issued and it provides for routine connections for are available for this project. I did notice on the master utility plan there were some key notes that need to be revised regarding the sewer in Lomas. Minor. Then we have the two following notes that we include on master utility plans as well. So we can approve with conditions on this project. That's all I had.
All right, thank you, Bob. Jackie, do you have any questions for Bob?
I was just gonna say that it was nice to see Bob again. It's like the old days of DRB. So,
Thank you
anyway.
very much.
Turn on your camera, Bob. Just kidding. Right, are you ready for hydrology?
Yes, sir.
All
Go
righty.
ahead.
Well, I've got some good news. Hydrology has an approved conceptual grade and drainage plan with the engineer's stamp date of August 22nd of this year. Hydrology has no objection to approval of the site plan. And as our general comments, prior to building permit, you got to submit a grade and drainage plan to hydrology for review and approval. If you're going to do 500 cubic yards of grading, 1,000 square foot of proposed buildings, or 10,000 square of proposed paving, which it looks like it will. So we'll be anticipating your grade and drainage plan at some point in the future. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Anthony. You guys have any questions for Anthony for hydrology?
Article.
Not for me. All right.
Yeah, this is Dave. We're good. Thank you.
All right.
All right.
Thanks,
Have a good
Jackie.
day.
Thank
Thank you,
you.
guys.
All right, let's go to transportation comments next, Ernest.
Ernest Vermijo, Transportation. Transportation has an approved conceptual TCL dated August 26, 2025. There is a TIS in progress. We have no objection, but if the applicant decides to move forward with this, they do it at their own risk for possible required infrastructure based on the findings of the TIS. Ernest,
Let me.
we understand that. As you know, Terry Brown is working on the TIS. He had an estimated delivery to you and NMDOT of, I believe, the 20th, which would be the weekend, but I think Terry works day and night, so
Yeah.
so
Well, I mean, those
we
are
should have that
approximately.
coming in very, very soon.
Okay.
Yeah. And this is David Obi. Also talked to Terry Brown, and his initial, at least verbal recommendations were going to be that the driveways as drawn were going to not meet any warrants for left turn bays or right turn bays in or any modifications to the medians, but again, need to wait for that to be formalized and submitted and approved by Ernest's group before moving forward. But yes, we understand about going forward at our own risk.
Sounds good.
So, hey, Ernest, is Jay, do we have a TIS submitted yet, or they're in the process?
Not yet.
They're about a week out.
Okay. So. Appreciate the heads up. Dave, do you have an infrastructure list for this yet?
We don't have any infrastructure that we're aware of. Okay. The sidewalk along Lomas will be moved back to generate space for the street trees. But the driveway modifications, those types of things don't trigger the infrastructure list. And until that TIS comes out, we don't know whether we need to do anything to the medians. So routine correct connections for the utilities. So no infrastructure anticipated yet.
Okay. Bob, for the Water Authority, you guys didn't have anything for this project?
Jay, no, we have routine connections. Just a couple of notes to add to the master utility plan, and so we can approve.
All right. Appreciate the heads up. Well, the TIS is something that we'll obviously need to have reviewed before we can move forward with the site plan. But it's good to know that it's good for the sake of the
application
going through us that there's infrastructure needed, I guess, at least yet. Maybe the TIS will require public infrastructure, but just needed a heads up on the infrastructure list, but there was one. Appreciate it. Thanks. All right. So Ernest, do you have any other comments on this?
No, that's it. It's I said, we allowed this to come through with the applicant's understanding that they're at risk for any possible infrastructure, and they've indicated that they understand that, so we can move forward as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, so you don't, the TIS won't stop the site plan approval?
It will not. Again, normally we wouldn't have even heard them today, but because of how long it's taking TISs to get reviewed, and the applicant was fairly confident on the infrastructure needs based on the site, that and I did speak to Shahab about this, and we're willing to let this move forward with them being at risk for any possible infrastructure that comes in after.
Oh, wow. Okay. This is a first. I can't remember a site plan making it through without needing a TIS first. Okay. That's good to know. That's interesting to know too for planning, because as we'll hear in a little bit, there are a couple easements that were noted that were discovered on the site that it looks like will need to be vacated, and we'll get to Anthony Montoya, lead planner on this project, on those. But we'll see what we can do here. Let's keep going forward with other DFT cases, and then we'll get to planning last and talk about those easements. Let's go to code enforcement comments next, if they had any. Jacob, did Jeff have anything?
He did.
He did not?
He did.
He did. Okay.
Morning, Jackie team. This is Jacob. I will be relaying code enforcement comments today. He really only had one major comment in regards to the lighting. There was insufficient information provided on light measurements necessary to show compliance with light trespass requirements as per IDO 58F4 light trespass. Property is designated as an LZ1 light zone as per table 582. We will need you to provide a photometric site plan showing how total illumination from interior and exterior light sources complies with light trespass requirements. And the photometric lighting site plan should show the light trespass measurements at the property line to confirm compliance with the limits shown in section 58F4 and table 58B. Code enforcement has no further comments at this time.
Jacob and Jay, you already know this, and I mentioned this when we started the meeting, that we left out some of our sheets by accident. You've got them pulled up on your screen. I have them on my screen as well. We've got these plan. We have other sheets too, but these were the main sheets that we wanted to submit. We also what we did include in the set were the was the sheet that had all the light fixtures. We have that, but we forgot the other two or three sheets. So if you guys could take a look at that, let me know whether that meets your requirements or not. Maybe we could go back to that lighting set if you could for a second. So if you could, yeah, so we've got this sheet that I think that's the main sheet that we wanted to show with all the measurements and everything and a night view. And then the second sheet is all the yeah all the numbers on the site. And then the third sheet I don't know how to interpret that. Hopefully you guys do. So
I mean, we can condition this. I mean, Jeff Palmer from Code needs to see this too, but I mean, we if the big question really isn't the lighting, is we've conditioned that in the past. We have the big question are the two easements, the utility easements that are out there that need to be vacated. And for us to move forward the site plan, we need to have those vacated on paper rather than through platting.
Right.
And th rather than through DHO.
Okay.
And I don't know if that's possible. If Shahab was here, I would have asked him. But he's on vacation. I guess he's still available because Ernest got a hold of him. But man, I mean, we're a lot further along than I thought we'd be with this, considering this is the first go with this site plan, and it's a big one. It's a big development. I mean, it may be a situation where I'll check with Shahab on the easements. I
Okay.
mean, and I'll Anthony reached out to Russell Burrito with PNM. Is either
Yeah.
PNM utility easements?
I'm just wondering if you could maybe go over with me what Ryan
Yeah,
or Jim Solvay's.
So you should be good.
Yeah, there is. Let me jump in here, Jay, real quick. That is a PNM easement that comes in from that southeast corner, comes along the southern property line, and then goes north. It went out to a transformer that was near the old building for the auto dealership that does pass underneath our building there. So if you zoom in on the left side of the hotel there, there is a note identifying that easement itself. We believe it's just PNM, so hopefully we can do that by paper.
Dave, Russell Burrito did get a chance to review the site plan. He hopped on it pretty quickly. And Anthony Montoya can update us on Russell's comments if he had any. And like I was saying, I mean, we need to check with
You
PNM.
should be good though. I think all the stuff I'm doing doesn't
Oh, yeah,
affect
I think we got
that.
somebody
It'll be more
else
affect
who's
like
plugged into the
window.
difference. Okay, looks like they're on mute now. Yeah, we'll just need to see where we're at with Hannah Shea from Parks. We need to see where we're at with Anthony Montoya from Planning regarding other comments regarding the easements. If Russell is okay with doing it by paper, I'll check with Shahab as soon as I can. I'll see if I can reach him today or tomorrow or Friday. We'll be back Monday. At the early or at the latest, we'll find out by Monday.
Okay.
And what we'll do if Hannah it has comments that can be conditioned and Anthony has comments that can be conditioned, then we can get them in the chat. We can get started on the notice of decision. At least started and check with Shahab if we can move forward on just paper easements and we don't need to go to the DHO for the vacation of easements that need to go through DHO and through platting. If we can do that, then we can move forward with the site plan at that point, I can see. But we'll see what Hannah has to say. We'll see what Anthony has to say. But yeah, this isn't it. We're further ahead, further along with this site plan than I thought we'd be, considering this is the first go.
A
We
good
got
sign.
the
All right. So let's go to Jacob. Is that it for Jeff?
Yes, code enforcement had no further comments.
Okay. All right. Let's go to Parks comments next, Hannah.
Good morning. This is Hannah Shea with Parks and Recreation. We have some landscaping comments, and there is also a comment on the on an existing paved multi-use trail along the south side of Lomas, which is along the site. So we've already reached out. We think that UNM owns that trail. They're actually investigating it right now. It seems like it's an old trail. We need to figure that out to see what requirements that may have, if improvements are required. I know Whitney is on top of that, and UNM is investigating. So that would unfortunately stop us here. We won't be able to sign until we hear back and resolve that issue. Other than that, we have screening of mechanical equipment and support areas that need to be complied with, and you could just confirm that. I also had a question on an existing easement along the north edge of the property. And so on the landscaping plan, because of that easement, you weren't able to place the street trees, the required street trees. However,
yeah. Use the civil, use the seat.
Yeah, so along that north edge there, Hannah, this is Dave. There is a 30-foot wide, I believe, maybe it's only 25, storm drain easement that it's picking up the catch basins within Lomas. The main trunk line is and manholes is kind of beyond the sidewalk on the south side of the road. Thus, that easement going through our property. All of our buildings and everything are set outside of that, but it is a restriction for that. The planting of the trees along that north side. So what we've done is to shift the sidewalk internal to the property. So that we can use that landscaping buffer that creates in between the sidewalk and the back of the curb. We're supposed to have a 6 to 8 footer in there. So that gives us about 7 feet along that whole frontage in between our two driveways to allow for the street trees to be planted.
Can I address it? For a second, Dave, because my understanding was that easement takes up that entire width from the curb all the way into the site. And so if you can zoom in on the landscape plan, the trees are just outside of that easement, and that is not by mistake. So again, our understanding was we could not place any full-size trees within that, if it's 25 or 30-foot easement along Lomas. Otherwise, you can be assured we would have put a lot of street trees in there, but we cannot do that with that easement in place.
Yeah. So my interpretation, Jackie, is that the easement only kicks in from the right of way going south. And right now we've got all of the curb as well as the public sidewalk within the right of way.
Right.
But yeah, it's still pretty tight in there with that storm drain as well as the other utilities. So
right. So we've got the three street trees at right there where you just pointed, whoever that was. We've got those because the easement takes a jog to the northeast. So that's why we tuck those in, and then to the west or northwest, we have those other two trees again outside that easement. But if somebody can tell us that we can plant trees between the back of curb and the sidewalk all along the Lomas frontage, we'd be happy to do that. But we were under the impression that we could not do that. So somebody.
Thank you, Jackie and Dave. Thanks for clarification. My only question was that we don't have any issues if that easement exists there. We don't have issues with, you know, as much as possible placing those trees near, you know, that sidewalk. But I just wanted to confirm because I didn't see the same easement on the utility plan. So it didn't match the utility plan. That's why I just wanted to make sure that that's accurate.
Yeah, Hannah, this is Dave. The surveyor picked up that easement as part of the Alta and boundary survey that we started from. So it does, as Jackie indicated, on that right building. It kind of comes in perpendicular from Lomas and then parallels the property line going west. If it is turned off in the utility plan, that's an oversight on my part, but it we'll make sure they all match in there. It is skirting along right along the front face of our buildings. That's what established the locations of the buildings themselves.
Awesome, thank you. Yeah, I just needed that confirmation. There was a comment from City Forestry on one of the tree species. She had a comment on that. Other than that, let me ask this question. So what happened to the trail that's along your site in your design? Because I'm seeing you're putting in a new sidewalk, or are you, what's happening there?
So let me jump in, and then Dave, you can add as well. The current site has a site plan, or I'm sorry, a sidewalk at the back of curb. It's narrow, it's cracked, and it doesn't meet the width requirements of the DPM. So Dave and I worked on bringing that sidewalk in to the site and calling for removal of the existing sidewalk. You can see it on this, well, almost see it on the screen.
Yeah, I saw it. Just what's happening to that trail that's right behind it?
I'm not aware of. Oh.
That asphalt trail, that's what I was commenting on, that we're contacting UNM to find out, you know, who owns it, what are the requirements for that. So yeah, we have to figure that out. But I see on your plan you have removed it, right?
Yeah, I was unaware that was a shared use path. I thought it was just additional display spaces for parking of the vehicles when it was a car dealership. So that I didn't understand what it was. It wasn't identified on the survey or anything. So
yeah,
that one got past me there, Hannah. Sorry about that.
No worries. Yeah, honestly, this is a very old trail that city was not aware of. So that's why we're reaching out. And I don't know, you may be okay with removing it, but we have to get confirmation and do some investigation into it. So that unfortunately will hold us here. I'm sorry that we can't move your case forward.
This is Prakash. I represent the developer for the project. We're not picking up any sort of trail listed on the ALTA survey that I can see. I have it pulled up now. Are you seeing something that's legally platted as a trail, or are you just looking at a photo of a asphalt path here?
So we're investigating that. I think it does show on one of our GIS maps that relates to trails. It's on one of the trail maps that this was put in. So we're trying to figure that out ourselves.
Well, I would ask that you get a legal opinion on it from the city attorney, because I don't think that it's enforceable if it's not legally platted.
Absolutely. Yeah, we will figure out what's going on. We're still in the middle of it, honestly. I don't have any additional information to give you on that. But I know they are aware and UNM is investigating. It seems like actually the trail connects to some of the UNM parking lots and bus stops. So we need to find out before we make any decisions. But yeah, like you said, it might have issues. So all of that will come to surface as we're researching it.
I think our connection will be far superior and safer for pedestrians than the existing condition.
I understand, yeah.
And it'll meet ADA, which I doubt that the current condition meets ADA.
Yeah, it's pretty old. It does have cracks in it. It seems like it was repaired at some point, but it's still not in good condition. So we will find some good solutions here. Thank you.
Yeah, and this is Dave. Hopefully it's just a remnant of an old path, because it doesn't go any further than looking at the aerial overall. I mean, there might be a path in front of the Torque facility out to the west, and it does appear to pass in front of the the parking lot for UNM up to university, but that's the limit of that segment there. So
Yeah.
maybe there is no connectivity back to the main along North Diversion Channel or something anymore, and it's no longer justified, but just keep us in the loop.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I'm sorry that this has caused confusion, but we will figure out as soon as possible and let you guys know.
Okay.
Yeah, and that utility plan is missing the easement along that, so I'll make sure that gets added back in there.
Awesome. Thank you. I have no further comments, Jay.
All right, thanks, Hannah.
Thank
Could you go ahead and put into the chat the conditions of approval? So what we're going to do, because we're going to have to confirm with Shahab anyways, the easements that need to be vacated, if they need to be, if they can be vacated on paper or not. While we're doing that, while me and Anthony are checking with Shahab on that, and there could be something else that Anthony brings up that would also keep this project from being approved today, you know, being approved until you guys address it at a later DFT meeting. But you know, Hannah, if you can work on checking with UNM and checking on the trail requirements, we'll check with Shahab on the easements.
Sure.
And just if you put in the conditions of approval, we could work with them on a notice of decision, and it's assuming we can move forward with the project. So if you could put in your any conditions of approval that you have, and while you're doing that, Anthony will go over planning comments. And Anthony, could you go over any comments from Russell Brito with PNM?
Yes, I will. Are you ready for me?
Hannah, you're good, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead, Anthony.
I'm going to share my screen real quick.
Are you a co-host?
I believe so. Okay. So I do have a question about this section. It looks like Torque may have had a shared parking agreement with you guys. Are they still utilizing this land, or do you guys have an agreement with them? Because it's part of your site plan, it's on it. Okay.
That's going away. Torque has vacated the site.
Yeah, it is
Okay.
now
So
vacant.
there's no agreements currently.
No.
Okay, I just wanted to verify that. So I did speak with Russell Brito. He was forwarded this site plan for comments when we recognized that there was easements that had not been vacated. I believe that you guys did receive a copy of these comments, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure. So his main comment is he's asking that you put this note on the site plan that states developer will work with PNM to vacate existing easements in the central and southeast portions of the site. If you could please place that on the site plan. And in my discussion with him, he did phone me, and he had stated that it is possible that you may be able to do it through paper easements. You would
Yeah,
just need to check with the PNM Land Department, and he did provide you a couple of links in his memo as well
okay.
to help you through that process. And he also stated that if you had any questions, you could reach out to him. I believe his email is in there. If not, I can provide that for you. And then there was one other thing he had mentioned. And I also know that Shahab as well has to verify that he would allow a paper easement. With the comments coming up from Parks about the unplatted, we do show that this is unplatted in Aegis as well. I do know that the subdivision's older. So do you guys have any plans or intentions on platting?
This is Dave. We have been kicking around because of that sidewalk adjustment along Lomas, whether that's done as a sidewalk easement or whether that is granted as right of way. We're still debating that. So that may be a sufficient reason to cause a plat, an update to that plat. We haven't determined that in full yet.
Hey, Anthony, I want to check with Ernest on that too, because typically transportation prefers that right away be dedicated if necessary. Ernest, do you have any comments on the sidewalk question?
Like you said, we typically prefer that right away be dedicated. I mean, if there's no platting action, we can accept easements because it is, easements are allowed for sidewalks. We prefer platting, but it's like I'm not going to say it's a hill I'm going to die on.
Okay.
All right, so well, Dave, it sounds like, and Jackie and team, it sounds like we can be flexible with the sidewalk easement versus right of way question.
Okay.
So that leaves us with the internal easements that we'll discuss with Shahab. Hey, Anthony, regarding those internal easements, just email Shahab. I'll text him too. This will be one of those rare texts to send him when he's on vacation. And if he responds, great. If he doesn't, we'll get back with you guys on Monday when he returns back to the office about these questions. In the meantime, Hannah's gonna work with UNM on the trail question, and Anthony, continue forward, and let's see what we got for planning.
Okay, so we have the PNM vacations, the note that they've requested. So the dimensional standards, everything is compliant, including all the buildings are within the 100 foot. The ones that they want to be above 68 feet, they are within the 100 feet lot from the property line. Sorry, I couldn't get my words out. I do need to re-review the facades and spend a little bit more time, but as of right now, it looks like all the facades are meeting the requirements. I noticed on the site plan that there was not any calculations for the EV spaces. It is required to have electric vehicle parking. I provided the where in the IDO 55C9. At least 5% of the vehicle parking spaces shall include electrical vehicle charging stations installed with 240 volt or higher whenever you have 200 or more off-street parking spaces provided. If you could just show where the off-street loading is. I didn't see that on the site plan. Any building over 25,000 square feet, needs to show that there's off-street loading area. As far as your pedestrian connectivity, I provided some comments on your outside area that you had provided as well, like your outdoor space. And then I had some questions regarding on your internal parking lot, how large the islands were that's specifically called out in five dash
Oh no,
five
it's a
six
it's under it's,
five six of the parking lot interior. Just, it says that they need to be no narrower than 8 feet in dimension. And then I do see that you provided the lighting set. I will re need to review those comments or your photometric. I can't tell just by looking at it. I need to compare it to the IDO because this is in foot candles, and I need to make sure that the illumination, you're in light zone one. So I just need to compare that to the IDO. Do you guys have any questions for me?
Need to just double check.
Yeah, this is Dave. So, as far as the off-street loading, the only building that's exceeding the 25,000 square feet is the hotel. We do have a drive lane that's at the parallel, the south side of the building. It's parallel to the building itself. That's where we envisioned that any loading would occur. The other buildings, the restaurants and the retail are all smaller than that. So that's we can label that as the loading zone, but that's where we envisioned that occurring. We'd have added some EV parking. I'll go back and add that calculation to the site plan for sure. I think we've got enough shown already, but we'll certainly verify that. And any of the islands along the outside of the parking lots or internal, we had dedicated the standard 9-foot parking stall. was used and just kind of filled in to create that island. So, you know, 9 foot face to face at the curb leaves us 8 foot back to back for that minimum dimension. But we can either add a note or put that additional dimension on there to clarify that. So this right along the south side of the hotel, there's that 26 foot wide fire lane and shared access there. That's where the truck could park, unload new linens and any food that goes into the hotel and the bistro and all of that. That's where we envisioned that occurring.
Okay.
Not sure if we need to formally label that for you or not, but we certainly can.
Maybe just put a note since it is in the IDO.
Okay.
It's a specific requirement based on the square footage of the gross floor area.
No problem. Yeah, other than that, all of your comments make sense. We'll just amend the drawings to include those additional calcs.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yep.
Thanks.
That's all I have.
All right. Thanks, Anthony. Could you go ahead and put into the chat any conditions of approval we still have? And like I've said before, you know, we're not going to approve it at this point, but we're going to check with Shahab Diazar regarding the easements, and Parks is going to be checking with UNM to see if there's any additional requirements for the trail. If everything works out in your favor, you know, in favor of being able to approve it with conditions, we'll let you guys know. We'll email you.
Okay.
And move forward. Otherwise, we'll just need to come back October the 1st and meet back up then.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. And Anthony, you need a moment to add the conditions? Or
yeah, I was going to say there's quite a bit. My conditions are in orange in the comment memo. There's quite a few. And I will still need time to review the lighting.
Oh yeah, that could be a condition. Well, just yeah, that'll be a condition. And these are basically preemptive conditions. We're just trying to lay the groundwork to be able to issue a notice of decision with conditions of approval. Should we be able to move forward when we confirm with Shahab about the easements?
Okay.
And make sure you include anything if Russell had. I don't think he had any conditions explicitly, but yeah,
you just have to know.
And Jay, is it possible to write a condition that says we'll either do a paper easement if it's acceptable to the city engineer, or do a replat if it's not acceptable as a paper easement?
I mean, typically with plat, we want to have the plat approved before the site plan. That's the reason I would want to move forward with an approval of the site plan. In this case, there's no dimensional standard issues because, you know, it's just being a replat required because of the vacated easements. You know,
I think so.
Really, at this point, I mean, I want to check with UNM. I want to check in with Parks regarding the trail requirements for UNM,
okay,
as well. But yeah, I mean, even if a plat is required. Because we're talking about a plat required because of vacated easements, and we're not talking about a lot line issue, there's no IDO dimensional standard issues with that. Yeah, we could probably still move forward with the condition of approval for that. Yeah, I'm just the only thing at this point, it sounds like, is checking in with UNM. I don't think that's necessarily something that's going to affect like the layout of the development anyway. I mean, it's at the edge of the development, so I don't think that's going to affect the development. Mm-hmm. I do know that we need EV parking spaces shown. I don't think that's going to change the layout either, but do you have, Jackie, regarding the EV charging station spaces, do you got anything on that to talk about?
I think we had about six spaces planned for that.
Okay. And
so
the
EV requirement is 5% of what is provided.
So
my calculations came to,
12.
I believe it was around 12, yeah.
So it sounds like you need to add another six.
And that's
And
five
then,
if we have over 200 spaces, correct?
correct.
And we have 247. Okay.
Correct.
All right. We'll work on that.
Well, I tell you what, Jackie, I'll bring that up with Shahab. Even if we need a replat, if we can move forward with the condition of approval, either way, I need to check with Shahab if you're going to be able to do paper easements or you need to go to the DHO. So I will check with Shahab. If we do need to still go to the DHO, if he's comfortable with just approving with conditions the platting. The other thing too with the site plan, there's the possibility of public infrastructure down the road. And Anthony, what we'll need to have as a condition of approval, if public infrastructure is required as a result of the TIS, a recorded IIA will need to be submitted prior to final sign off the site plan. We'll need to have that as a condition as well. Right now, we don't have an infrastructure list. There's no need for public infrastructure, it sounds like, but if there is, and UNM, I mean, if it, well, I'll just say if there's any future public infrastructure that's required, we'll need to condition that as well. But I want to be flexible with public infrastructure considering we're being flexible with the TIS. So I'm willing to be flexible on that. On the platting, Jackie, I'll check with Shahab. If he's okay with going forward with condition site plan, and then we'll just condition the DHO approval of the plat. I'm okay with that. We'll check with Shahab on that.
Okay.
So, Anthony, what we can do is move forward because we got still a whole bunch of cases and it's 10:54. I want to get through one more. Well, I want to get through items 5 and 6 if we can, and then take a recess for maybe 15 minutes and then get to the. We have a couple amended infrastructure lists and then a bunch of sketches, but those should go pr much quicker. But while we're going to item number 5, Anthony, if you could just put in the conditions of approval that include a future recorded IIA should public infrastructure be needed as a result of the TIS and other DFT comments, something like that.
Okay.
All right, awesome. All right, are there any final questions, concerns from the applicant's team on this site plan?
No, I would just add, Jay, that I appreciate your flexibility. We've been working on this project for a long time. I think that's reflected in the quality of the drawings, but obviously there's a few little things that we need to tweak. I'm also looking forward to hearing whether the lighting plan sheets that I sent you guys if they are acceptable. If not, we'll go back to the lighting engineer and just anxious to hear back from Shahab and UNM, of course.
Yeah, regarding the lighting, Jackie, Anthony is going to need to coordinate with Jeff Palmer from Code Enforcement and get his input on the plan sheets. But Anthony, just to adding to your to-do list here, just reach out to Jeff about the lighting plan sheets and see what he has to say about it.
I accidentally hit return before I had finished. Sorry, it's
Here, I
not
can just,
done.
hey Anthony, I can delete
Yes.
that just if there's confusion. I as a host can delete that comment. You want
You
me to
have to
delete it?
retype
And there's a lot. It's basically the orange comments on my comment memo because I did include
though.
the future improvements and infrastructure. That would be the things that are needed because the lighting
Anthony,
plan was
do you
discussed
want me
in
to
there.
delete that comment, that chat comment, so you can
Yes,
add?
please.
Okay.
And I'll put it together. Sorry,
Yeah,
I need to do it in a Word.
yep. And so I'm going to go to item number 5 if the applicant's team doesn't have anything else.
Just wanted to
And
say thank you. So.
yeah, you're welcome, Dave. We'll work with you guys and get back with you either later this week or early next week when Shahab gets back. I will text Shahab in this particular situation and see if we can discuss it for a few minutes or for a little while. and ask him the question about the vacated easement, if they can be done by paper. I'll also ask about if he has an issue, if they do have to go through a platting, if we can move forward with the site plan and condition that for final sign off of the site plan for DHO, probably be a recorded plat for final sign off, but either way you'd have a notice of decision at least issued in that case. So
Okay.
that would be nice.
Great.
Okay. Yeah, just
Thank
so.
you.
All right. Thanks,
All right.
guys.